Das hier ist unser Umsonstladen.
Ja.
Genau. Also ich finde dafür, dass er jetzt seit 3 Wochen hier
ist. Maggie is showing me around the shop that she and her friends set up in just a couple of weeks. But it's a shop with a difference. No money changes hands.
Also hier kommen einfach Menschen hin, die Bock haben und...
People come and simply leave clothes here or take some. And other stuff as well. Books, CDs. You can just take something. A book, a sweater or a pair of jeans. It doesn't belong to anyone and then it's yours.
And that's not the only unusual thing about Maggie's shop. It's in the center of Bonn, in an apartment that's been taken over by a group of squatters. They call themselves libertarian communists. There are a few couches and chairs, a meal is cooking in a saucepan. It's not exactly cozy, but it represents a protest against an Austrian investment group called Signa.
This is a building complex, which consists of flats to live in, as well as office rooms. International housing company called Signa Holding has bought large parts of this housing complex a few years ago. They plan to demolish everything here and build a shopping mall.
Says one of the squatters, who prefers to be called Peter. There's been so much opposition to the shopping mall that Signa's plans have now been put on ice. But the investment group is still putting pressure on local politics. It's simply leaving the buildings it owns empty and allowing existing contracts with shops expire, which means, at the end of this month, a number of shops which have been around for ages and a well-known nightclub will close down. And that's why Maggie, Peter and their friends occupied one of the flats.
First of all, it's an intervention into this situation. We want to protest this form of conduct that for political reasons their house is empty. We want to create a space where people come together and form a way of living without the pressures of a market economy.
Just around the corner at Café Blau, it's another busy lunchtime. This is a popular place for students from Bonn University, which is situated just across the street. But Café Blau too could disappear if the shopping mall is built. That's why its owner, Louis Eick, was one of the initiators of a petition to stop the plans. 20,000 people signed it in no time.
The setup we have around here is a mix of small shops, apartments and eateries, and it functions really well. But the investment group is now leaving its buildings empty with the intention of ruining the structure of the area. They figure that at some point people will prefer a shopping mall over an ugly, empty space.
Louis was surprised but pleased that the petition had so much impact. It led to some local MPs changing their minds about the shopping mall and deciding not to sell public property in the block to Signa. But his fear is that in a year or two, as the protest fades, the investment group will try again.
I don't have anything against shopping malls in principle. I just don't think this is the right place. We can't comprehend how a shopping center could make the city more attractive.
American-style malls with big labels, fast food chains and entertainment are quite alien to the pedestrian zones of German cities with their picturesque buildings and individual stores. But over the past 10 years, more than 100 shopping malls have been erected in city centers around the country, almost without protest. Thomas Kruger is professor of urban studies in Hamburg. He says local politicians always use the same argument, that malls will draw new customers and new business into the city.
Most of the cases in Germany, the shopping centers in the city don't strengthen the city, they strengthen themselves. That means that you have a shift from the demand from the small shops into the center. The shops follow the people. So, and the people follow the shops. The traditional city with small shops and with public spaces and with offices and culture and so on loses people, and after that they lose the shops.
As a result, Professor Kruger says, the centers of many German cities have already been ruined. So why do politicians keep making the same mistake?
Because it's a very simple method to do something big for the city. And the consequences you see 5 or 10 years later. And then you have other politicians. The big solution is always very easy.
The guys back in Bonn don't want big solutions. They want affordable housing and to keep their familiar shops and businesses in the center of town. The Bonn authorities are now wondering whether or not to accommodate refugees in the empty buildings for the time being. But the showdown over the shopping mall looks set to continue. The question is, who will be the first to back down, the investors or the citizens? Nemanja Rujević, DW, Bonn.